Texas Mutual Insurance Company invites you to be part of the WorkSafe Texas Summit at Stockyard Station on June 20th. The event features presentations on workplace safety, an explanation of new OSHA requirements affecting Texas businesses, and more. To register, go to WorkSafeTexas.com.
The president signed a really interesting executive order on Thursday. This one was, I guess it was aimed at sort of cutting back on government involvement in things, but this one cut back on the federal government's role in creating and monitoring apprenticeship programs. Yeah, they'd been run by the Labor Department. Now they're going off to third-party private entities and labor unions and that sort of thing. That would mean that, this is great news you'd think, for Jobs for the Future. It's a Boston-based organization that has just established an initiative called the Center for Apprenticeship and Work-Based Learning. Maria Flynn's president and CEO of JFF. She joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Thank you. So tell me about the, first of all, let me just tell you naively, I thought maybe plumbers and a few, you know, farriers or ironsmiths or something did apprenticeship. I didn't really know there were apprenticeships anymore.
Yeah, it's a good point, and I think that probably most Americans would think the same thing. So there have been registered apprenticeship programs in the United States for about 80 years. Traditionally, you know, the vast majority, very, very high percentage of them have been in the skilled trade, so, you know, construction workers and welders and pipe fitters and so on. Over the past 5 years ago or so, there's been an effort to really expand apprenticeship into new and emerging industries and occupations, so finance, insurance, healthcare, hospitality, and so on. And, you know, the numbers have grown. So I think currently there is about 600,000 registered apprentices across the country, you know, in an array of industries. And, you know, I think what the president's executive order is doing is keeping that registered apprenticeship program intact, but creating a new, what they're calling, industry certified component of the apprenticeship program.
So who oversees this then? Because it was the Labor Department, and now is it just whoever you're apprenticing with? Is they pass judgment on your skills?
So, yeah, so currently, you know, the Registered Apprenticeship Program, there's an Office of Apprenticeship at the U.S. Department of Labor. About half of the states register their apprenticeships through that program. The other half of the states do so through state apprenticeship offices, you know, but the standards are set nationally. And so the executive order is actually asking the U.S. Department of Labor to issue kind of new regulations that would set up the ability for industry associations, employers, and others to basically develop and certify their own programs, like kind of according to certain standards. And then they're proposing that those programs, industry-recognized programs, could be considered for expedited and streamlined registration under the federal process. So it's
So as I understand it, it's twofold. On the one hand, you get something analogous to a diploma that, you know, you've achieved a certain proficiency at your skill. But by the same token, there's, what, some government money that helps pay these people while they're doing an apprenticeship?
So there is money. There is currently about $95 million a year that is used for apprenticeship, different grants and contracts around the country. But the cost of the apprenticeships, though, you know, tend to be with the employer. And so that would not really change. I think the intent of the executive order is to make the process less burdensome and to kind of help it move more quickly, you know, reduce regulation and that type of thing. I think what at Jobs for the Future, what we want to be sure happens is that the quality and the rigor and the standards do not go down kind of with this devolution of authority. And so that's the part that we'd want to pay close attention to, like through the process of the rulemaking that would have to happen over the next couple of months.
It's interesting, and I've seen, from what I've read about this, I mean, it's been pretty roundly endorsed. I've seen at least one negative comment from Chris Liu, who we know on the program as the former deputy labor secretary. He said if you take the Labor Department out of the move, it'll remove the government oversight of apprenticeship standards and could reduce quality. Is that a legitimate concern?
Yeah, it is a concern. So we definitely want to make sure that there is our quality standards in place. I think, you know, another way I think to look at it is, so say an industry association, kind of takes up this call to action and develops their own program, you know, their members, their employer members are going to want to be sure that they're getting qualified employees. So I think there is, you know, I think we can kind of, assume or hope that that would keep the quality high, right? Because the industry association's customers, their members, are going to want to ensure that they're high standards. But yeah, I think we want to be sure that, you know, that the, you know, especially for jobs for the future, we're really focused on helping, you know, underskilled, underserved young people and adults get ahead in the U.S. economy. So we want to be sure that there are, you know, there's a focus on equity, that there's kind of equal opportunity for entry into the programs, and that folks are really set up in a way to succeed. So we'd want to, just something we want to watch over time.
We've always heard, you know, you got to have a college education or you get nowhere in the job market. And more recently, we said at least junior colleges. But now this removes them from the mix. So you can find a job that'll keep you alive, a well-paying job through an apprenticeship?
Yeah, you definitely can. Community colleges, though, still have, you know, many of them play a big role in apprenticeship where they often conduct kind of the classroom side of the training, you know, community colleges or labor organizations or other entities. So there's still an educational component, and, you know, the academic standards tend to be quite, you know, rigorous. So I think it's a way of looking at apprenticeship as another high quality post-secondary education opportunity. So, I think we're seeing that almost 99% of the new jobs being created require some education or training beyond high school, but apprenticeship should be seen as, you know, a quality, high quality alternative to a 2 or 4 year degree that is, you know, beyond high school. So I think it's trying to help, you know, students and parents and workers kind of see a broader array of post-secondary options.
Maria Flynn is a former Department of Labor executive under Presidents Bush and Clinton and is president and CEO of Jobs for the Future. Thanks a lot for the time.
Great. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.